All financial advice provided on this show is for entertainment and educational purposes only. The financial ideas and strategies discussed are only provided as a starting point for a conversation about money matters. With regard to your particular investments and financial strategies, consult your financial planner, CPA, or investment professional. All your financial decisions are yours and yours alone to make and subsequently are solely your responsibility. The information that is supplied through the context of the radio program and any repurposing of its content by the host or network is a combination and collection of solid financial investment understanding, opinion, and comments. This network, show, and its host are not liable for financial strategies, outcomes that you employ in any manner that result in any kind of loss. Shares of corporate sponsors may be the subject of buy or sell recommendations in Jay Taylor's newsletter in accordance with Jay's objective opinion.
Welcome to Turning Hard Times into Good Times with your host, Jay Taylor. This hour will help investors fix issues and achieve personal gain. Now, here's your host, Jay Taylor.
Welcome to Turning Hard Times into Good Times. I'm your host, Jay Taylor, talking to you from the borough of Queens in New York City. It is the first day of March 2022. I do like to remind you, I write a newsletter called Jay Taylor's Gold, Energy, and Tech Stocks. You can subscribe to that by going to miningstocks.com. And like to tout Chen Lin's letter, What is Chen Buying, What is Chen Selling? You can go to chenpicks.com for that. And also Michael Oliver, who's with us today, it's olivermsa.com to sign up for his letter. We want to thank all of you for listening to this show, making it one of the more popular shows in the Voice America Business Channel. Also like to encourage you to send along whatever comments you have about this show to questionsfortaylor@gmail.com, questions4taylor@gmail.com. Also want to thank our sponsors for making this show economically viable. Today's sponsors, Novo Resources, Eloro Resources, Hannon Metals, Irving Resources, Lion One Metals, Firefox Gold, and Timberline Resources. And I should say that today, Eloro Resources put out some fantastic drill intercepts that are driving the stock dramatically higher today. Maybe it was up 17% or something like that on the news, but truly a great story and one that you'll be hearing a lot more from, I'm sure, in the future. Before I talk about today's show, I would like to inform you that I will be participating in the Metals Investor Forum March 10th and 11th at the Georgia Hotel. That's in downtown Vancouver, British Columbia. The companies that I have invited are Klondike Gold, Snowline Gold Corp, Goliath Resources, and, yes, Eloro Resources. Really, really happy to have Eloro joining me as well as the other three companies. I've titled today's show, We Are Not Useful Idiots. David Stockman and Michael Oliver return. As Dr. Yuri Maltsev noted last week, societies that believe citizens have no sovereign rights, but rather are the property of the state, like those of fascist and communist governments, are kept as ignorant as possible about the folks who are kept as ignorant as possible by the folks who operate behind the curtain. If there is still a bit of freedom left, as there still is a bit of freedom left in America, we can be very thankful for that. Where we do not yet have a complete censorship, certainly we've seen increasing amounts of it. But one of the things that starts to happen when, you know, the old story of Pinocchio, the little lie leads to a bigger lie and a bigger lie and a bigger lie, you have to cover your tracks in order to make sure that people don't really understand what's going on. It becomes more repressive, and censorship becomes more and more of a problem. We can hope and pray that's not the case in this country and in the Western world, but there are signs, I believe, that that's the direction we're headed. David Stockman will share research in his recent article titled We Are Not Useful Idiots, that there is a great deal of news that is being kept from the American people regarding the Ukraine, as well as other important matters that negate the ability of Americans to make informed decisions when they go to the polls and otherwise. And as the left continues to suppress free speech, I mean, it could be suppressed, I suppose, by either side of the political spectrum. But as free speech is suppressed, the whole point of democracy then, that is the point of democracy, that we have free speech. If you don't have free speech, how can people remain informed? And that will impact, of course, our freedoms and our material well-being. Ultimately, as Ron Paul has said before, if we're free, we will be prosperous. Well, David will be with me in the second half of today's show, but Those of our many listeners who are big Michael Oliver fans will be delighted to know that Michael will be with us a few minutes longer today. He will join me right after our first commercial break. And I can't think of a better time to have Michael with us than right now, because it does seem as though markets are at a pivotal point and maybe have already pivoted. Anyway, the markets are very volatile right now, as we all know, and we'll look for Michael's guidance in terms of where he thinks things are headed based on his objective work. I think Michael's work is very objective. It is it is based on data, and so I have, as you know, put a lot of faith in Michael's work. It has served me very well since he's been on the show with us for the last 2 or 3 years at least. The opening lines in the American Declaration of Independence, and I like to state this very often because I think it's so important. Those opening lines stated, "We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equally by their Creator with certain inalienable rights, among which are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness." Well, I think that set the framework for the American Constitution and the policies that have been employed by America for many, many years. But in other words, what this means is that our rights are given to us not by Joe Biden or Donald Trump, but by God. Now, to the extent that people no longer believe in God, then they make the head of state God. And that doesn't usually end very well, because the population gives total power to one individual because they have nowhere else to turn, or so they think. As Jordan Peterson said recently in a discussion he had, actually this was a discussion he had with Barry Weiss, former writer of the New York Times. He said, if Stalin doesn't have God, then Stalin is God. And so he, like other atheists, dictators like Mao Zedong, Hitler, Pol Pot, were free to kill countless millions of people because they were God and they knew best. So if you are cheering for a dictator in America to make to try to find somebody who can really straighten things out, I might suggest that you be careful what you wish for. The policies of most Western nations are starting to look, unfortunately, more and more like those of the dictators we went to war against last century. And along with that, there is a very significant loss, I believe, in Christian faith. I have talked on this show about a very well-known book written in 1997 titled The Fourth Turning. Based on historical patterns in the past, the book posits that every four generations, major turning points take place in a society. In other words, over a period of between 80 and 100 years, major societal changes in the way people think about things, the way they view their values, their economic policies, and etc., change dramatically. The authors of that book suggested then that the mid-2000s would be about the time for the next major fourth turning. It seems to me that they pretty much had that right, because major changes in our country's morals and financial attitudes and so forth really took a major change in 2008 with the financial crisis. As it turns out, that now is America's fourth turning, because you go back four fourth turnings and you go back to the Revolutionary War. That was the first fourth turning. Then we had the Civil War in 1860 or thereabouts. The Great Depression and the World War II was the third fourth turning. And now I believe that the authors of The Fourth Turning, that book, pretty much nailed it when they called the mid-2000s as the next fourth turning. So what I would say is that unless you really have a disdain for freedom and liberty and justice for all, the future based on the ideals of our founding fathers doesn't look very bright. Because the last several generations are increasingly being taught that their God is not a transcendent being, creator of the universe, but rather the state made up of very fallible human beings. But those of us who actually believe in our transcendent creator do have hope, no matter what our very fallible leaders do. Last I looked, our coins and currencies still declare that it's God that we trust in and not the man or woman in the White House. I, for one, believe if we put our faith in our Creator, we will be all right, we do need to prepare for the trials and tribulations that are put before us. And so happy to say that we're right after we come back from commercial break, Michael Oliver will be with us to help us try to navigate the difficult times ahead in the markets, at least. And so we're looking forward to hearing from Michael. We're going to go to break now, but when we come back, Michael will be with us, so don't go away.
Become our friend on Facebook. Post your thoughts about our shows and network on our timeline. Visit facebook.com/Voice America.
Lion Wine Metals is focused on high-grade gold in Fiji, led by legendary Canadian financier Walter Barakoff. Lion One is permitted for production and drilling for discoveries in one of the most exciting high-grade gold projects in the prolific South Pacific Ring of Fire. Lion One trades on the TSX Venture Exchange under the symbol LIO and on the OTCQX under the symbol LOMLF. Go to our website at liononemetals.com for more information about Lion One Metals and high-grade gold in Fiji.
SK Mining Corp, trading under the symbol ESK on the TSX Venture and ESKYF on the OTCQB, is a mineral exploration company targeting precious metals, rich VMS deposits in the heart of British Columbia's Golden Triangle. SK Mining controls a prospective land package totaling 130,000 acres, which lies across a geologic trend that once hosted the prolific SK Creek Mine. With a world-renowned geological team, funding in place, and shareholders such as Eric Sprott, SK Mining is on the cusp of a world-class discovery. Go to skmining.com to subscribe for updates.
We're making it easier to listen to the Voice America Talk Radio Network live wherever you go on iPhone, BlackBerry, or Android. Download it from the Apple iTunes App Store, BlackBerry App World, or Android Market.
When it comes to business, you'll find the experts here. Voice America Business Network.